Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Coats for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and we would love for you to help us out with a donation at KISW.com. You can also text KISWGIVE to 44321 to make a donation, and we're trying to put 2,500 jackets on local children in need.
Our goal is $50,000. We're getting closer and closer to it thanks to the Rockaholics who have been donating, even though they didn't donate enough that we had to play a bad song in the last hour, but we are currently at $22,841, and thank you, Angie Royball, who just donated $100. Nathan Schaefer just donated $50, and Ron House donated $100, and Lydia Lawrence donated $51, all for a great cause.
That is so awesome. We want to hit $23,500 by 8 o'clock.
And if we don't, we spin the wheel once again, and we play one of the worst songs as picked by USA Today. I think we got the worst one out of the way.
We did.
But there's still some bad ones. So, Rockaholics, we need your help. Make a donation right now. Also, thanks to Adam Hare, donated $69 joining the 69 nice. Club.
Dolly Parton once made her husband go to an award show with her. This was back in 1967.
Okay.
That's a long time ago. Sarah was just born.
I was waiting for it.
But he hated it so much that he has never gone to another award show with her since then. So Dolly Parton was sitting down to do this podcast with Bunny XO, the Dumb Blonde podcast, and they were talking about...
Is that the Jelly Rolls?
I believe
yes.
so.
I watched some of the podcasts. Most of it's behind like a paywall with Patreon, so I wasn't able to hear this part, but... She's clearly a very big fan of Dolly Parton, and it was really fun to, like, anytime you get to watch somebody who's getting to meet, like, their idol, and it's, like, a fun conversation. I don't know anything about Bunny XO, but it was pretty cool to watch those two talk together.
Absolutely. So Dolly's husband is Carl. They've been married forever and ever. But he said he was so uncomfortable that he just never wanted to do it again.
And she didn't make him.
No, she never did. She never made him do it again. I mean, that's, I guess, kind of a big thing to go solo.
Well, I think she's Dolly Parton. I don't think she's going to have a hard time, you know, chopping it up with anybody and finding people that are like, Dolly, sit at our table or sit next to me. I think
there's
probably a lot of people in the music industry that just adore that woman.
I mean, she's my Lord and Savior, so I adore her.
It was a funny part during the interview where they were talking, and she was just like, you know, back in the day when she was like this, you know, up-and-coming singer, and she's very attractive. She's like, yeah, some people were willing to help me out. They had some other motives. And she's like, some of them I took them up on it, and others I didn't. I'm like, I just love how she was just like so open about it. She's like, Dolly, you're the best.
Dolly keeps it real.
Has there ever been a situation where like Brad has wanted you to go to something, or you made Brad go to something, and it's just like never again?
I mean, the Kenny Chesney concert was a one and done for me. I was like, you know what? If you want to go to Kenny next time, you go.
Yeah.
You go with the boys. I'm going to stay home and not torture myself. It was a not fun experience.
I'm always up for anything. I'm always like, okay, sure. You want? She's like, and she'll even, my wife will do a pretty good job of being like, you don't have to go to this if you don't want to. I'm like, fine, I'll go. I don't care. And I usually have a pretty good time. I know with her, I brought her to one of my first ever wrestling event when I got to wrestle at the Showbox for a sold out show. And it was like, first time ever. I honestly thought it was going to be the only time. Joke's on me. But I was like, you got to come to that. That'd be awesome. And she came out. She's like, I'm happy I came, but I'm never going to come to one of these again.
I wish there were like photos of her face during that we could see. I just want to see like her reaction.
And my in-laws.
Oh,
I would
no.
Honestly, in retrospect, I should have had somebody that was just filming Sid the entire time.
Like, what is he doing?
Why is my husband in spandex in front of 800 people? This is weird.
It is.
Yes.
So, inspired by Dolly not making her husband go to any award show after the first one that he hated so much, what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What was something that your partner made you attend or you made them attend?